Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Celebrity Trash brought to you by your local Toyota dealers. Drive the most trusted brand on the road in California. Toyota. Let's go places. You can count on your Toyota. We got two of them parked out front. And I think they're both 14 years old.
I have one of them in the driveway as well.
Solid cars. You got a Toyota, Bryn?
Prius, actually. My old Prius my son drives.
Nicole.
He got the white Prius?
It was a black one. It was black, yeah.
It was black?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well, you got a lot of cars, I'll tell you
that. That is true. Who can keep counting
his
cars?
We got a lot of people in the family,
Acuras
too,
and Lamborghinis, and I'm all not kidding about that. And,
well, my dad's a mechanic.
Teslas.
So. You still have the Acura?
Oh, yeah, that's my car. That's my main car. Anita drives the BMW now because she's doing the city.
Oh,
the city driving all
boy.
Time.
Listen
so I'm
you
driving
guys.
The SUV for the kid because I'm always with that kid. So
yeah.
Taking
safer.
Her around to nowhere.
Safer, yeah.
Yeah.
Are you
nowhere.
Asking her for another child? Have you been your loins ache yeah. for a new baby?
Yeah, I'm bugging her, you know, just because I'm having so much fun at home with Cameron. I want a lot more.
Yeah, I know? Bet.
It's just boring. Joy. You're so alone.
I need more joy in my life.
Yeah.
Oh, I
bet. What you need is two kids fighting. That's what you get. People
yeah.
are like, oh, they'll play together. They won't.
No.
They're gonna,
no, they
together.
Don't.
They
you're
keep
right.
themselves
they're
busy.
Compete. No. They compete for your attention. They're horrible to each other. But later on, you've just increased your chances
her.
Twofold that someone will be
keep
around.
Keep trying,
you.
Buddy.
Yeah. Well, see if you can do it. Do you need me to speak to her?
Yeah, you know,
to.
That'd be great. Mm.
Yeah. Anyway, Toyota bringing us the celebrity trash. Happy Friday, everybody. Have a
the
great
old
Friday, you.
The old Toyota jingle.
Was, oh, what a feeling.
Oh,
right?
Toyota.
It's I love what you do for me, Toyota. And then they would jump in the air and freeze. No?
Yeah, that's whoa, what a feeling to drive Toyota.
I guess they had a bunch of different songs there.
Yeah, I don't know the one you said. I thought it was oh, what a feeling, but I could be wrong.
Or maybe, you know, look, I'm sure they cycled through quite a few of them. Maybe now it's just Toyota, good car, get one. Anyway, Toyota, there you go. There's
my one today. I love what you do for me, Toyota.
Wow.
I guess I sort of know that one. Fine. Whoa, 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 what a feeling.
Whoa, 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 what a feeling.
Oh, whoa, 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 what a feeling to drive Toyota.
Oh, Let's Go Places is another
oh,
Toyota
yeah, let's
one.
Go
that's
places.
The current one, though.
That's, yeah. Oh. I think they're just teasing us. Let's go places and just circle them and then just go home.
Yeah.
Where right, you do it in comfort.
Hold on.
Follow.
Oh, they used that the same jump and freeze. The same technique.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's why when you said that, I thought
we were like,
talking
no,
about
that's
that.
The other one. Yeah.
Oh, funny. Huh.
What a feeling.
Me and Sarah have that in common.
Yeah. We're old people. Yeah, it's true.
I mean,
oh,
I'm not
I
as
see.
Old as you.
That was from
I,
the 80s. And
pretty goddamn
way.
Close, though, Vinny.
What are you talking about?
Pretty close. Nipping at my heels.
Nipping at my heels.
You didn't need to hear all that. Just move it along.
hashtags. I don't know what hashtags are. You know what, though? I used a hashtag for the first time this morning. I typed in hashtag Bernie Sanders because I have found these memes to be delightful. Mm. Bernie Sanders sitting alone, which, by the way, here's a guy who is bald and he is bundled the F up with no hat on. I'm like, if you're that cold, put a hat on. Everyone knows. Everyone knows. It comes out through your head. Most of your heat loss, 90%. It's the funniest picture. It's just a dumb picture, but people are putting it in anywhere. Sarah Jessica Parker this morning posted, you know how Samantha's not going to be in the show anymore.
Yeah.
There's the three girls who are left, and then Bernie Sanders sitting real close to them on the couch. And it's beautifully done. I mean, you just he looks like he's there, like a needle in a haystack, she says.
The guys in Rancid posted, there's a very famous record cover with one of the guys sitting on a stairway. It's the record cover. I think it's the record cover and Out Come the Wolves. But either way, they've now switched it to Bernie sitting in the chair with his thing, and it's really... He's everywhere.
It's just really good. Right. Yeah. He's even on the Sarah and Vinny, the Alice973 Instagram. Mm-hmm. He photobombed one of our pictures and he's sitting behind Jane as she's, I don't know, modeling her hair or whatever. But there are so many funny things here, like people in dressing rooms and there he is just sitting there and he's sitting next to what looks like is that a pig that's outside the public market in Seattle? Like a brass pig? He's sitting next to that. It's just everywhere. There's some giant flaming like insect thing, and he's just sitting underneath it. Just
you could tell Democrats' mood has lightened considerably. It does seem like everyone's having a lot more fun now than a week ago.
Yeah, mm-hmm. There he is sitting next to Forrest Gump on a bench with a box of chocolates, of course. He's sitting side saddle on a horse. God, if you just want to have a giggle, just enjoy the Bernie Sanders sitting huddled up meme. It's everywhere.
It's great.
Okay, listen. Does anyone want $100 million?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
I said it first.
Well, look, you guys can compete for this. This is the thing.
Oh, that's not fair. Are there age classes? You can't put me up against the 35-year-old karate master.
And it's a brain thing.
Oh.
Oh.
I still don't feel good about
this. Nicole just looked.
Nicole's in. All right. A brain thing.
I know. Honest to God, I wish that I was a carbon scientist because Elon Musk has teased his latest philanthropic endeavor, a contest aimed at encouraging more innovative carbon capture technologies so that we'll reduce carbon emissions. And he said, I am donating $100 million toward a prize for best carbon capture technology. I guess the details are forthcoming. He said next week that he'll have details for us. But young scientists, old scientists, all scientists, $100 million in it for you. If you are the one who comes up with the best, most innovative carbon capture technology. And people work on this all the time. So I'm sure there's companies that are like, we will vie for that.
I love it.
I do too.
I wish that our government had been doing this for the last 25 years. You know, the kind of real institutional government sponsored, listen, we got to fix this stuff we're doing right now. Every year we should have a new winner.
Right.
As far as I'm concerned,
innovation.
How do we get rid of the plastic pollution? $100 million
for the best idea.
That gets people moving. I like it.
Cure cancer. $100 million for the best idea. I mean, there's so many things. Find a cure for Alzheimer's. Find a cure for this, that. Develop this. Do brain implants that can control the world.
Things like cancer research and medicine research like that tends to be funded and
yes.
People have been working on that nonstop. I think this pollution stuff, I don't think that's always in motion.
Right, clean water prizes, clean air prizes.
Right.
I think it's great. So Tesla and SpaceX CEO Elon Musk is saying $100 million prize. That is, apparently he's donating this toward a prize. I'm not sure what that means, if he's in cahoots with somebody else or whatever it is, but it looks like there's going to be some kind of competition. I don't know what the range of time is that you'll have to develop this thing, but if you're already someone who's concerned about that and learned in that area, Or possibly developing something, or just have a great idea. Maybe it's a kid with a great idea. Who knows?
I love it.
I do, too. I think it's great.
It's the best thing Elon's ever done.
He briefly passed Jeff Bezos. When was this, last week? When all of a sudden Tesla stock shot up. Maybe it was 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, it was 2 weeks ago.
He's not the, he's the second richest now. Back to back to a lower ranking.
All right.
Still good, though. He actually asked his Twitter followers for advice on how to best give away his money. Okay. He says it's actually hard to find worthy things in the amounts necessary.
Yeah, remember when, what's her name? Is her name Paige Bezos?
Mackenzie?
Is that her name?
The ex-wife?
Yes.
Yes.
If you remember, she went and found ways to give away a bunch of her money that were surprising. Mm-hmm. Like, she went to colleges that are underfunded. And I just thought she did a really good job. I get that it would be hard.
Well, it needed research, right?
Well, you know, it's like that feeling where you donate money and it goes into this fund and you don't see results.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes to a lot of people's
pockets.
People do have. Well, no, I mean, yes,
it does.
Yes, you're right.
But I get the point that you're making, too. It goes into sort of a general fund that maybe you never see results from.
Well, there are employees that have to be paid. There's a lot of that money just spreads out and becomes part of the pile.
Right.
To see someone really make change that impacts, I just like it. She did
Me
a great
too.
Job. So good for him.
Great.
He's working on it.
I know, and $100 million. And look, we were just talking about, we've been talking about the environment all morning. We talk about it all the time. Like that, the one thing that is the carbon emissions. Like if we could, and then we can handle, then do the prize for the plastic. I love that too. I mean, it's so important. And now here's a motivational factor that really no one can offer unless they're a guy like Elon Musk or some of these other guys. It's huge. I think it's great.
Mm-hmm.
I got to tell my kid about it. I'm like, hey, you know, let's do that.
Let's do that.
Yeah, you do that.
You do that. You do that. I'll watch.
Is this you right, or you got your Berkeley on?
Oh, Berkeley. Let's get Berkeley on this.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm into it.
I think Berkeley's going to go, I got a job. What about the other kid?
I'll be like, all right, you ask him. You won't talk to me. all right, here we go. Game of Thrones.
Oh.
You know, Game of Thrones, epic show, terrible ending. As disappointing as it was, absolutely great show. Overall, I loved that show. And I love that universe. You know, I actually hope that George R.R. Martin lives long enough to put out the other GD books that he owes us. Because in the meantime, he's been writing like novellas. He wrote a huge history of the Targaryens that was just thick as a brick. And there is a show that's going to be based on that. That's called House of the Dragon. That's supposed to premiere in 2022. That one is set it starts 300 years before the original series, which I think is Aegon the Conqueror, who is like, I don't know, the great-great-great-great-great-grandfather of Daenerys Targaryen. Mm-hmm. So that one's been announced. Now, there's a new one based on this series of novellas, which I didn't even know about. I got to read these now. These are by George R.R. Martin. And they are called The Tales of Dunk and Egg, which I went, what? But here's what it is. It's a prequel, and it follows the exploits of Sir Duncan the Tall, Dunk, and Aegon V. Targaryen. Egg. Aegon.
Okay.
It's spelled A-E-G. It's set 90 years before the events of Game of Thrones. And if you are a person who has poured through everything this guy's ever written, and maybe you've read these already, let us know how they are, because that's next up on my reading list. I got to read the series of novellas.
I'm going to wait for the TV show, but he's a good writer, so
yeah.
I don't doubt there will be one.
They don't say anything about who is behind these. I believe that the David and Dan, or whatever the hell their names were, I think they were going to do a Star Wars thing, and now they're not doing that, but they just got some big development deal from maybe Netflix or something. So I don't know who will be behind this. Hopefully someone who cares enough to see it through to the very end. That'd be nice. Tales of Dunk and Egg, another Game of Thrones prequel on the way. And the other one is House of the Dragon. And that one is slated for 2022. So I don't know if they've cast that or where they're at in the production of that, but that one is supposed to come out next year. Things that, and listen, there are plenty of things that are already in the can that are now being pushed to next year. That James Bond movie has been ready to go for a year. It was pushed to Easter weekend, and they've just pushed it back again.
No, it's time. Not coming out in April.
No, it's coming out October 8th.
All right. I guess, well, look, there are traditional ways that movies are seen and distributed, and on some level, I bet the movie theaters are like, thank you for showing us some loyalty.
Right.
So maybe that's what's going on there. Personally, I have really enjoyed the ability to rent it early.
I'm with you.
I'll rent it here at home. Yes, it's not the same experience. It's better, actually. I like watching things from my home on my couch and being able to say, I gotta pee. Pause.
I'm gonna. You're go talking. Pause.
Right.
I missed that. Rewind.
Right. So this I like
sucks.
That.
Fast
and,
forward.
And it's worked great for, I want to say we watched The Croods. We watched Trolls World Tour.
Yeah.
They
Moana.
Made a ton of money on rentals from us.
What? Not Moana. What's the other one there that starts with an M? The Chinese girl who masquerades as a boy. Mulan, right.
Oh, yeah. We watched that, and I thought it was really good. And also the new one, Soul.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Right. Oh, that was excellent.
Jazzing.
And actually, I...
Don't say that. That's not a word.
You watched Wonder Woman, too.
I did, and it was terrible. Right. I'm so bummed. Mm. I think she's a great Wonder Woman, but they have... I don't know what to say about
not
those scripts.
Story,
they're
huh?
terrible. Yeah, they're awful. Mm. If someone liked it, I'd love to hear why. Like, write that in. I'll read it and let people know that my opinion's no good.
I haven't heard anything other than... what you've said, I mean, from anyone is, I guess, what I'm saying. It's not getting rave reviews.
Yeah,
so some productions, I'm sure, are psyched that they're getting your 20. Although I think that one was free, wasn't it? Like if you were a subscriber of HBO or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, HBO Max.
Yeah.
So some of these, you know, they stink and you just drop $19.99 on it. And they're psyched because you didn't have time to listen to the reviews after it was in theaters. Another one that's getting pushed back. I didn't even know that there was going to be another Ghostbusters, but there is Ghostbusters Afterlife.
What we'd heard was, because they switched the cast to an all-female cast, right, for the last one?
Yes.
And what we heard was they're going to go back to the original guys for this next one. Is that right?
The surviving original guys, I believe, Vinny. I don't know too much about this one. It was supposed to come out June 11th. That one's been pushed to November 11th. So, and I guess there is a trailer out for Ghostbusters Afterlife, and there's a new ghost named Muncher, which is kind of hot. So
Muncher,
if you're into that, I have just a couple quick things here. First of all, Dustin Diamond, who played Screech on Saved by the Bell, he is still in the hospital. And has stage 4 small cell carcinoma. He's completed his first round of chemo. They commonly refer to this as advanced lung cancer, but in his case, the cancer started elsewhere in his body and metastasized in his lungs. Next round of chemo is being scheduled soon, so he's not doing well. He's in bad shape. The Miami Heat are adding a new component to their efforts to ensure the safety of their fans: COVID sniffing dogs. They say it's really quick to train these dogs, and they're close to 100% accurate. They can sniff it out within 10 seconds, and they've trained the dog, so if it smells COVID on someone, it sits. It's just like the drug sniffing dogs. So
does the dog also say, I just caught COVID. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, maybe it's been
vaccinated. Because dogs can catch COVID.
Cats and dogs.
So mm-hmm. The dogs are like, yep, this guy just gave me COVID.
Does now I can't smell anything.
I mean, really, that is awful. I like it, and yet it's awful.
The video on their website shows fans will be asked to stand in screening areas before being admitted. The COVID-19 detection dogs will then walk past each person. If the dog doesn't stop by you, you don't have it. That's what they're saying. If it stops and signals by sitting down, you and your group will be removed from the line and denied entry into the arena. Someone working on the plan says it turned out that training the dogs is a relatively quick process. Results were surprisingly good, very promising. A dog is capable of detecting the presence of the coronavirus within 10 seconds. Why are we not training more dogs? Like, I think this is great. Everybody train your dog for this. I don't know how to do it, but I'm sure you can figure it out, you dog trainer people. Olivia Jade, that is the daughter of Massimo Giannulli and Lori Loughlin.
Uh-huh.
She has posted her first YouTube video in over a year. She's back, baby. Hooray. It's just a quick 15-minute thing. And she actually says...
15 minutes?
Yeah, these are her... Like, she used to vlog all the time, right? So it, she calls it Daily Vlog, Daily Vlog X Olivia Jade. She's 21 years old. She starts the video by saying, this is so crazy. Yep. Her introduction makes reference to her Red Table Talk appearance. And directs viewers to revisit it should they have any questions about her thoughts on the college admission scandals that landed her parents in jail. And she then interrupts the video with an after-the-fact edit-in that said, I didn't mean to say that in a dismissive way or a pretentious way. I went on Red Table Talk and now my name is cleared. I didn't want to imply that. And she thanked the show's host for having her. So she's learned her lesson and she feels really bad about it, but she wants to get back to work.
Uh-huh.
So that's what Olivia Jade is up to. And I'll just squeeze this one in. Health insurance, it's a thing. We need it. Maim Bialik, who was Blossom, right? Is that who mm-hmm. she was?
She has yep. a new show now. In fact, she actually got, she was a big star of Big Bang Theory as
yes.
well. But some cat cafe?
Call Me Cat.
Call Me Cat. She's Cute. Got a cat cafe. That's her new sitcom.
Well, she must need her health promising. Insurance to continue because she has revealed she auditioned for The Big Bang Theory because her health insurance was about to run out. She said she auditioned because she knew she auditioned for a bunch of stuff because she knew that if she was in SAG, she'd get health insurance. She said, I'm sure. I had a toddler and a newborn, and I had been a grad student. My insurance was expiring. I figured if I can just even get like a couple jobs here or there, I'll be able to get insurance again. I did not expect to be a regular on a television show. I had been teaching neuroscience. I've tutored Hebrew. I've tutored piano. I wear a lot of hats. I eventually auditioned for this show called The Big Bang Theory, which I'd never seen. And it changed my life, and I got insurance.
Good for her.
I know. It's a great story.
It's nice to see people who already have millions fall into more millions.
It is. It's wonderful, isn't it?
I mean,
it?
There's an actor out there who tried out for that role, too, who's like, you're kidding me. I eat crackers.
Yeah.
That's what I eat.
And I just lost my health insurance to Blossom. So Maim Bialik. All right. That's all I have time for, Vinny. What's coming up?
I have your nerd news and more after these. All right.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.